Officials in Danbury, Connecticut have cut the ribbon on the John Oliver Memorial Sewer Plant. It's the culmination of the city's tongue-in-cheek feud with the comedian. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
It started when Oliver seemingly randomly called out Danbury on his show Last Week Tonight. Mayor Mark Boughton responded by threatening to name the city's $110 million sewer plant after the comedian.
Why? Because it's full of just like you, John.
Listen, I didn't know that I wanted my name on your factory, but now that you floated it as an option, it is all that I want.
The city council backed the name change.
The sense of Danbury pride this has ignited amongst our residents is a much needed boost during these dreary times. And it's good to see our community stand together for our city.
John Oliver should know that every time I smell the plant, I'll think of him. So have a good evening, Mr. Oliver.
And Oliver revealed Sunday he visited the city for the ribbon cutting. He appeared alongside Mayor Mark Boughton in what appeared to be a homemade hazmat suit.
There is a reason that this sewer plant means so much to me, and that's that it represents everything that we need the most right now. Because think about it. This place takes the worst that humanity can produce and transforms it into something that we can live with. And now more than ever, there's something inspirational in that. Because at the end of this awful, awful year, what could be more important than evidence that if we want to, we can come together, overcome our differences, and sort our shit out? Mr. Mayor, I could not be more proud to have my name on your shit sorter.
Oliver donated $55,000 to local charities to encourage the name change. Danbury officials said thousands more have been raised by local sources. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.